I'm in the Vectis Radio studio bringing you the morning show on Friday, and I'm pleased to say that sitting opposite me, looking very calm and cool, is Josh Mansell, who has been with Vectis Radio all this week on the Four P's course. Say hello, Josh.
Morning.
Morning. So, first question is, how has it been this week?
It's been quite exciting and fun because we've been going around editing, recording interviews, been reading the news. It's been quite hectic, but it's been fun and chilled out in its own kind of way.
Yeah. Has it been a bit scary doing all that stuff?
Well, if I was starting, which, because I've been on this course, I think, 2 years before now, but I think if I hadn't known anything about it, I'd probably be scared and wondering what the hell's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we all feel like that, Josh, don't worry. So, where are you from? Which school?
Indiana College.
Okay. And how did you actually get to... I know you've been here before,
yeah.
But this time, what was the process by which you came here to spend a week with us?
It was work experience.
Okay. So did you apply to do it?
Yeah, because you get given a sheet and you have to put three options that you want to do for work experience, and
yeah.
I got this.
Okay, yeah. And why did you want to do this? Because you have been here before.
Yeah, I picked this one because I had been here before, so I was comfortable with everyone here.
Yeah.
I needed to actually finish the course because every time I had done the course beforehand, I'd never finished it. So it's nice to actually finish the course this time. And it's just getting me to actually come back to getting my voice louder and everything. Because when you're acting or something, you don't want to have a quiet voice.
Yeah, yes. So what do you think you've learned? If you had to pick one thing that you would say you've learned this week, what would it be?
Probably more thorough editing. Because beforehand, when I tried to do it before... the editing wasn't as good, and now I know how to fit music into the actual interviews and things now.
Okay. And when you say editing, what do you mean by that? Just to explain to people, what have you actually been doing?
Well, we've recorded interviews, or we've done a chat show or something, and we go through the whole chat show, and we cut out certain parts, and then we upload it online,
right.
Or we can fit music into it to make it sound like, I don't know, just sounding professional.
Yeah, oh, that's brilliant. Well, I must say, you're sounding professional now.
Do you
feel like you're much more confident now at the end of the week than you were at the beginning?
Yeah, because we did a recording of an interview at the first day of the week,
yeah.
And we're going to see what we were like at the first day of the week and now.
Yeah, I must say, you sound very cool. I think you should be sitting on this side of the desk, to be honest. Yeah. Now, you've got a good voice for it as well, haven't you? Have you had to work on your voice?
I guess for a few plays, I've had to be told, oh, okay, you need to project your voice more and things, but now it's just become a habit of just doing it. Just force of habit, I just tend to raise my voice without even knowing.
Okay, but for those who don't know you, when you talk about plays, just explain that. You're a bit of an actor as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where?
The Apollo Youth Theatre. Sometimes do plays at schools, and just anywhere really. If I think it's a good play and I like the way they act, then
yeah.
I'll apply for it.
Okay, so... The course is coming to an end for you,
unfortunately, yeah.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens next? What will you take away from your experience and maybe put into your life that wasn't there before?
Well, I've certainly got my voice to become louder and better, so that's going to help with my acting. I have equipment at home, so I could possibly do a radio show at home.
Excellent.
And me and Max are possibly thinking of doing one together.
Brilliant. Oh, we'll be meeting Max later
yeah.
In this hour.
And maybe restarting the radio show we had at school, but we never actually got to experience because it shut down before we got to the school.
Okay. So it's given you a lot more confidence and the feeling that maybe you could push your level of knowledge, take it away and use it at school and maybe at home as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Well, it's great talking to you, Josh.
Well, thank you.
Well, you've still got a couple of hours left, so I better let you get on with it, hadn't I? Yeah. Okay. Great to meet you, Josh.
You too.
Thank you.